Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about how good things happen when you speak your audience's love language. And you're asking, okay, love language? Can mean a lot of different things. What I'm talking about is speaking to your clients in the way that they want to be spoken to and getting them to understand your messages in a way that relates to them better than just constantly selling. All right. Most of us tend to focus on features and benefits. These are the features, these are the benefits, these are the things that we're trying to get across to our audience so that they think that we have the greatest next bread slicer or toaster or whatever it is. But really what it boils down to is talking to your clients in a way that's going to get them, or potential clients, that's going to get them to see things a little bit differently, to the point where maybe they understand that A, you have a solution, and B, you're going to be the best solution. Now, I've done a lot of coaching. I've had a lot of coaches that have worked with me, and I also coach a lot of clients. I have one-on-one clients. I have masterminds. I have, you know, all kinds of different things that I do. And I have learned that the vast majority of us, and that includes me, because I need a coach just as much as anybody else does, is that it's often hard to see the forest from the trees. We tend to communicate the way we want to be communicated to. But that is not always the way that people want to hear the messages that they need to hear. So let me give you a couple of podcasts that I'd love you guys to go back and listen to. Now, these are some of my favorites, and I have lots of favorites. I mean, out of 280 interviews, I've interviewed some incredible people, and I constantly learn from them. The two that I want you to listen to are by David Garfinkel and Michael Haig. Now, David was the first time that he had so much great stuff, I split it up into two podcasts. So go look for David Garfinkel, episode 235 and then 237. He talks about copywriting secrets. Okay, so how to write great copy. The next one is Michael Haig, and that is episode 267, where he talks about using the hero's journey, but in a way that is kind of condensed down specifically for business. And this is kind of where I'm headed with this, is just how to write or create content, whether it's a video script, an audio script for a podcast, or a blog post, or whatever you're doing, or it could be part of your sales pages or your website that communicates with people in the way that they want to be communicated to. Now, let me give you a little background, and this is something I talk about a lot, and it is that there tends to be two radio stations that people broadcast on. One is called WIIAM, the other one's called WIIFM. Now, when you go to look at most websites, what people are doing is they're writing everything in WIIAM, which stands for What is Interesting About Me. And that's a features and benefits type thing. Here's our experience, here's all the things that we do, and here's the benefits to working with us and why we're better than the next guy or why our product is more successful and those kind of things. But when people are tuning into the radio station, they want to listen to WIIFM, which stands for What's In It For Me? What do I get out of all of this stuff? How is it going to help me? Well, here's the thing that you have to think about, is people have a problem, generally speaking, that they want to solve. Sometimes they don't even realize they have a problem, or they just feel this urgency to make some change. So the first thing that you have to do, and I've learned this by coaching some of my clients on getting their messages out in a way that is going to speak to their audiences much better than just putting out features and benefits. The first thing you have to do is create the crisis. Explain what the problem is. So if you have a specific client with a specific problem, you could say, hey, here's what you want to accomplish, but this and this and this and this is standing in your way. And this is why you have to look at things a little bit differently. Now, we have a solution, and it's going to take away all of those problems, and it's going to help you achieve what it is that you want to do. So what you've got to do is think about, what does their life currently look like? You know, what is the problem that they're trying to solve? And then, once that problem is solved, what is their life going to look like at the end? It's going to be better, right? It's going to be more fruitful. They're going to make more money. They're going to be skinnier. They're going to get it, whatever it is that you're trying to sell them. They're going to look more beautiful, whatever it is. So you have to create that crisis and show the solution to show them that this is where you're at and this is where you could be. How do we do that? Well, we do that by creating a value proposition. And that value proposition is, what is the outcome and the ROI of what it is that you're going to achieve? Now, I work with a lot of different people, and even one of my coaches, I've talked to her and I said, what is it that you do? And she went through and said, feature, 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 benefit, benefit, benefit. And I said, no, it's really super simple. What you do is you show people how to make more money by working less. All right? Maybe your audience wants to lose more weight with less stress. Maybe they don't want to go to the gym as much. Maybe there's certain things that you can teach them, like I walk the dog every single day. I get in a half hour to 45 minutes of exercise, and it's not, you know, the big cardio thing, but I still walk at a really good pace, and I do, you know, break out in the sweat, especially when it's hot, like in the summertime. But it's how to do simple things that are going to help you lose weight and become more healthy, or how to stop doing things that are eating up your time so that you can focus on ways to make more money. How to raise your prices so that people will be satisfied with what you're selling, but be willing to pay because they're going to see that ROI. So what you have to do is lay this out in a simple way. And the love language is, if you connect with your audience where they feel like you're talking directly to them and they have this aha moment of, you know what? That's exactly who I am. That is exactly my problem. And yeah, I truly believe that this could work for me. So the first thing you have to do is define what the problem is. And what is the problem for them? But it can't be that you're saying, you have this problem, you have this problem. You have to get them to believe that they have the problem. And you have to say, here's some telltale signs of what is causing that problem. Spending too much time, wasting time. Not eating right. Whatever it is that the problem is. Now, you have to show them a solution on how to solve it. If you're wasting time on these things, you need to learn time management. You need to have a plan. You need to have a to-do list. And I've talked about that a lot. But you need to help them figure out how to solve the problem. And then show them how to trust you and how they can have a new life based on the things that you're proposing. Hey, if you like tips like this, I've got something for you. It's called the Bacon Weekly Mastermind. Go to baconcoach.com/BWM. It's only a dollar for the first 4 weeks, and it's part training, part mastermind, and part accountability. It will help you grow yourself and your business.
Yeah. Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.